her back last segment. You know, we got a tough road here in Wisconsin. And
I mean, we're not a right-wing state, though. Don was saying that. We're a split state. We're a schizophrenic state. We're the state of Joe McCarthy, and we're the state of Tammy Baldwin fighting Bob La Follette. And, you know, half the people voted for Trump. Half the people voted for Biden. And, you know, half the people voted for Walker. Half the people voted for Tony Evers. I mean, it's just kind of crazy that way.
Well, I know that Wisconsin's got some tough road games coming up, too, don't we? Right? Going to Illinois and losing. That's what happens when you got legalized weed versus no legalized weed. The players are much higher elevated.
I think I could have hit more three-pointers than we did that night.
Oh, and I turned it off. I mean, you know, Johnny missed his first three shots, and none of the threes were his 0 for 8 on threes, and it's almost 8 o'clock, and I got to do Matt Flynn tomorrow, so I better turn this off because I'll be tossing and turning. I don't take it as bad as other people, but I do care. I do care. And speaking of someone that cares, we've got CJ from Madison. What's up, CJ?
This is me?
That's you, man. It better be you. Oh. I don't know.
How are you? How you doing today? I heard my name mentioned a few times. I thought I should call in.
That's because you're popular, dude. People love it when you call in. I tell them, don't get upset.
I know they do. No,
you love it when you call in.
I can tell. You know, you talk about how the Republicans are so bad, but
pretty much all the time.
Yeah. So happy the filibuster is still there because your party's going to need it and use it the way you did 500 times.
Really? You mean like how Mitch McConnell used it to put in a Supreme Court justice after he said no to Obama, we won't even talk about it? I mean, how much of a clown are you, dude? I mean, you talk about things, you talk about filibuster, like the Democrats are using it to hold back America when it's the Republicans that are using the filibuster to hold back the entire country. But I don't know why.
They filibustered Tim Scott's crime bill. And the reason they did that, the Democrats, is to keep crime as an issue. They don't want to solve problems. They don't want to solve education problems in Milwaukee. They want to keep things in.
No, but CJ does, right? So CJ, you've got all the answers, right? I mean, you always attack and take inventory of people that are less fortunate than you, and your time is up, brother. Your time's up.
Using crime as an issue, really?
Right. I mean, the Republicans passing bills to put guns in everybody's hands. CJ, you're just like, I'm going to call you Clown Jay from now on. Clown Jay.
I mean, in the last week, Republicans in Wisconsin introduced a bill to take parental rights away from anybody who gets incarcerated. I mean, come on.
Well, that's because they know they're going to use it against brown people more than anybody
else.
That's
what they've used crime. I mean, they've been using crime since, you know, Nixon's days. I mean, it's just it's a demagogic tool to divide people and appeal to people's racist impulses.
Oh, come on, Matt. You know all the crime in this world is committed by brown people, right? CJ, did you hear the first hour of my show where, you know, 10 million crimes and 7 million of them were committed by white people? But there's a higher incarceration and arrest rate of people that aren't white. Wow, you really are good at math. I mean, actually, you're not, you know. And I don't understand why you cling to these values that are just gross, dude. I mean, really, white people are embarrassing, quite honestly.
And also, on the filibuster, I mean, the filibuster is not in the Constitution. And right now, they're using filibusters in ways that they didn't even use in the Senate a long time ago. You don't see, you know, people standing up talking for 15 hours. That's
I guess CJ hasn't figured out that the filibuster has been used to stop progress. I mean, it's so obvious. But I guess if you just, you know, cling to that, you know, white people deserve more than everybody else, then you can go to sleep at night. And here's a good one. We got Robert from West Dallas. Good morning, Robert.
Morning. Thanks for shutting him down. I'll have to give another donation. Every time you get
speaking of that, I've got to start seeking finances for my Saturday show. So I'll be working on that with some people that are like into tech, like Luke over here. I'm not going to use Luke. He's a busy guy. But I got some other people that I can put to work and get me on there. Yeah. Let's get this show on Saturday to 2 hours so CJ can call in twice. No.
Right, Right. yeah, I just wanted to respond. You know, they've been using race and, like you said, incarceration is basically a way to block votes for years.
Oh, yeah.
When you look at the number of people in the country, they're locked up for minor drug offenses, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they've been using that. I mean, even when people have served their time in some of these states, they're still blocking the ballot box. Like in Florida, you know, all these restrictive fines and anything they can come up with. It's like Jim Crow all over again. And, you know, I do not understand the mind of people, how they don't see through some of these things that are going on. You know, they support a guy like Ron Johnson, who was one of three senators that met with the MyPillow guy, you know, to plan basically to
bite the pillow guy.
Blocking the election. Yeah. It's like, how can you support this? But, I mean, this is typical on the other station there. Oh, there's a fire. Yeah, you set it on fire. You know, they talk about how, you know, dads are leaving their families. Now they're, you know, driving a wedge between them to try to make sure they can't see their kids. All the studies, all the information, unless someone's really heinous, like abusive and terrible to those children, all of the studies actually say that the kids do get off with their parents, even if they have some problems, you know.
Exactly. And no, thanks, Robert. We're getting down here, and I know Matt wanted to answer.
Yeah, I just want to pick up on what Robert was saying. Here in Wisconsin, there are 64,000 Wisconsinites who've served their time behind bars in prison. They did the time. They got released. Still, they can't vote. They can't vote because they're on paper. They're on extended supervision or parole. And sometimes that extended supervision or parole lasts 15 years. They're disenfranchised, even though they served their time. That's outrageous.
And they're paying taxes. So whatever happened to no taxation without representation?
Right. Yeah.
So all these felons that can't vote should never be taxed again, correct?
Should get the right to vote back.
Okay, we'll push it one way or the other. And we got, I think, Bill, you're going to be the last call of the day. Bill in Oconomowoc.
Thanks for putting me on the air. I've got something very important to say. With the January 6th Commission working, we need them to issue warrants now. Because if they don't, if they have a namby-pamby, spineless response to all this criminality, we're going to live in anarchy. Now is the time to call these people. I call Madison at least once a week on something, and I want answers. Of course, you're not going to get answers if you call Robin Voss. But if Robin Voss can create his own little kangaroo court, we as taxpayers can do one thing. We're demanding warrants from the January 6th Commission. Have a good weekend, and keep carrying the flag, you guys.
Thanks much, Bill. And, yeah, whatever happened to citizens' arrests? I mean, legitimate citizens' arrests.
And people should call, you know, our Attorney General, Josh Call, and tell him to go after these false electors. It's just outrageous. And Merrick Garland, when is he going to wake up, get off his tail?
Do you think Peg Lautenschlager would have had these guys tied up yet?
She would have had them indicted by now.
No, she liked me, too, so obviously she was a wonderful person.
Josh Call's mom.
Yes. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in and Matt Flynn for letting me fill in again for 3 days. You've been listening to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and of course WAUK in Waukesha, 540 AM, 101 FM. That's the Shaw, folks. Caw-caw! Yeah. Oh, and we got a minute here.
I'm just going to put a plug in. Yes. Matt Rothschild here. I'm giving a talk at Oregon Area Progressives, 6 o'clock tonight. By Zoom, you can join. Just go to the Facebook page of Oregon Area Progressives.
Can you come in person?
No. It's not in person. God, I'm not there.
Luke, can you come and help me set up my Zoom tonight so I can participate? The hell with you, man. See you later. You've been coming through. I'm going to feel